Guten Abend, Herr Rico, bei ja. Wenn auch sonst geht es in der Skashen, in der Kesher, Eza, Ano, Shemal, Ish, Echod, when a group of people get together in a Kesher, they make one bind, one group, against one person, Afilu imhu odam choshev yesemehem, even if this person that they're chemeg against is an odam choshev more than they are, al kol zeh yechemem lehapila, still they can be mapping them to throw them down from his madrega. Because they feel that covet for each person comes together, they form one unit. This, his own chelik covet becomes bottle and falls through them. That when children see me, they hide. Which means that katnus bottle of me gadlus. At all times, the katnus becomes bottle before gadlus. Because their chelik of covet, when it becomes together, all and combined together, is greater than his own one chelik covet. Even though his own chelik covet is bigger than any one of them individually, but all his combined is bigger than his alone. Unless this person, the chelik, is so big in my life. Where his own one chelik covet is bigger than all their chelik covet together. That's how great he is. Then they all become bottled against him, because the only that they're all as his katnus against his is katnus, they become bottled before him. But if he is not that great, then they can be mocked, they can throw him down, they can make it through this kesher. This unit of death. Feel in call echad mehem namachem dinner, even though each one individually is lower than him. Rak, but a condition, shlayyu is shoyim. Mishnah, they aren't all the shoyim. The keshe is shoyim, any man minion, question is obvious. The one says that a keshe of the shoyim are bound together, that doesn't count as a minion. I mean, the minion of the chriya kiroi, the majority, but when minor, we count them, and if they're the shoyim, they don't count them as minions. The male of all these are Rishoyim, so it's not considered a Keshet. It doesn't count. But in case they are the Rishoyim, then they could be Mappelim. By the Rishoyim not, the Rishoyim, Eimahem Chelik the covered, by the Rishoyim there's no Chelik in the covered at all. Therefore, the whole Keshet doesn't count at all. Avon Eimahem Rosha, the Yeshle Chiyas Meha Nefesh, but if he is not the Rosha, he has Chiyas from the Nefesh, which means that the Rosha has no Nefesh. The Rosha was me Abed the Nefesh. If he's not a Russian, he has chiyus from the nefesh. Yesh the chelik be covered. Then he has a chelik in the covered because the nefesh is the covered. Yuchlu li hapo misha chel kenol adai kesha kenol. The mapo, the one of chelik is through this kesha. Alzeh his spalo yakai, shla yazik machlekes kaira famesh rabbeinu ol ha-shol. This yakai was a spalo that the machlekes of kaira shouldn't do harm to mesh rabbeinu ol-shol. Yomar, he said, the kehelam al techad kevedi. That when they get together, the kesha, that they shouldn't become bound, the chelik covet of each one together, to combine against Moshe Rabbeinu. Because they were all very important people. When there will be no combination of the chelik covet, the vadayu chamesha lamed negamatimo. Then certainly Moshe Rabbeinu will be able to stand up against them, to muckle them, because he alone has said the covet is greater than any one of them individually. But that's why he's responsible that there shouldn't be a combination of covet when they get together. Because then Hashem has a chance that their covet might be greater than his. Why did Yaakov Avinu say covet, his own covet, ki Yaakov is b'china of covet? Because Yaakov is b'china of covet, ki hu b'china of nefesh, because he is the b'china of nefesh. Because he calls it called nefesh abor beis Yaakov. That Yaakov is kelel v'nefesh, and the kelel nefesh is the covet. But then it also says in the Son of Zion that the covet is ein kochai, and the nefesh is the shedish and the covet. The covet is the shedish of the nefesh. So the kelel nefesh is the covet, since Yaakov Avinu is the nefesh, called nefesh abor beis Yaakov. That's why I said Kvaydi, because I am the symbol of, I am the Bechina of Kvayd. Because I had Kvaydi, that me, which is Kvayd, should not be the Kvayd, which is myself, should not be their combination. Combination should not form one Kvayd. They should be completely separated so that they should all fall before Meshulabim. When this kesher, this group against the person, so they are mapil this person, they give him a yirida. What yirida is that? That they can fork Hashem and tevis nida. Hashem yitzvina, Hashem just said, the Nachman Shirin also says, and therefore we find by yikano la meshe ba machne, it says they were mekana against meshe rabbeinu, which means that, you know, nachlaikis, the Yuan says that they were chesed him in this taiva. The point is that why were they chesed? Because they felt that since they were chelik against him, so the male, they can map onto this taiva at the show. And then Allah says, Kohad Vodim should be able to tzadik emes, Yahon Oshav, all the words that the chelik speak against the tzadik emes and his talmidim, in taivas, kibbelis, mi oid bigashmi of ruchmi. They are actually a very big taiva for the tzadik emes and his talmidim, both gashmis and ruchmis. With Yisrael the Medrash shall posik atem itzavim, shedismach apashas kolis, lemeshe kol hakolis, tenhin ematzivin eschem. But it says, why does the atem itzavim right next to the pasha of kolis teach us that all the kolis, which means all the machlekes, those who are chedek and give kolis, they are those who are matzivim, they set a person up, they strengthen, they do a mal on this person. So male, those who are chedek and tzadik emes and his talmidim, they are the ones that the Tevis could do it. The Gash is nothing to say. Matzivan, they set up the Tzadik Emes in his Tamidim. They are Maul and Tzavahayim Adregis. Baruch Hashem.